For several years, I was asked to share my personal testimony, and I had listened to a lot of women of various ages and backgrounds share their life experiences. So I sat down at the computer thinking I could just jot down some of my notes and some of my thoughts. And all of a sudden, I was typing out words explaining the emotional abuse that I had been subjected to from a very early age. As a child, when my parents shared with me that I wasn't planned, that I was living proof that the rhythm method of birth control didn't work. As a student in school, where every teacher that I had and had my sister a couple years before, and why wasn't I as smart, as cute, as popular, as whatever, as Lynn? And then as a young bride, when I could not do anything right. I didn't know how to do laundry to suit him. I couldn't cook to suit him. I couldn't keep house. About the only thing he liked that I did was bring home a paycheck. Well, my life and my health, after about 6 years of marriage, started going down the toilet, literally. Food was my enemy. Sleep eluded me. Hives plagued me. You know, it was just misery. And I finally kind of listened to a voice inside me telling me, get out and live. And that was really scary, because I'd never lived on my own before. I didn't know how to take care of my finances. Dan told me that every day of the week. You know, you don't know anything about paying bills and doing whatnot. But I did decide to move out. And that first night, I mean, within hours, the vomiting stopped. The hives faded. I got a good night's sleep. And I woke up feeling like a new woman. I was free. I was afraid it would be the most disastrous choice and mistake I'd ever made in my life. But it wasn't. I didn't know then, and I certainly didn't attribute that small voice to God or the working in my body. You know, I probably wouldn't have ended that marriage, because that was just one more failure to put on the pile. But I did, and it worked out fine. A couple of months later, I met Homer in the parking lot of our apartment. And, you know, we say God brought us together, because I sure as heck was not looking for another husband. And if I had to pick Homer out of the lineup of suitable husband material, I probably wouldn't have picked him. He didn't just quite fit my physical image of what I wanted. But he has been such a blessing to me, because he always encouraged me to be me. And even when I didn't know who me was, he rejoiced in the various things that he was discovering about me. And it was just really a kind of a new awakening for me, that maybe I wasn't such a total failure after all. Maybe there was something good about me. in the church. My dad was a minister.